Ooh, I let it run for a long time. That means I'm low energy as all hell.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, sometimes I want to hear that, man. I don't play that song because it sucks. I play it because it slaps, as the kids say. I think that's something the kids say.
Are they saying that now?
I don't know.
Slaps?
I'm so goddamn old, Bill, that like...
Please stop.
Yeah, there's a girl I follow on Twitter who's like 25, 26. She used the term slap. So to me, that's what the 12-year-olds are saying on the playground.
All right.
Did the 12-year-olds do the playground now? I don't know. Right?
Sounds good. I'll start using that.
Yeah. Slaps.
The song slaps.
Slaps, yeah. It's a slapper. I don't even think that's a
term. I don't think that's
no.
it.
But... It slaps the S out of my D. I think we should do a clean one. I don't know. I need to submit something to this damn station.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Keep it clean tonight.
Yeah. All right. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Bill Rowland.
It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh,
as always.
It's always good having you. I wanted you on a couple times, but you were away in not Aruba.
No. Roatan.
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 Is that the like settlement that the Indians killed?
That's Croatan.
Okay. All right.
I believe that's.
No, I think you're right. That was the one word they carved
right,
on the wood.
Right. Roatan. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Roatan.
No, Roatan or Roatan or however you pronounce it is the island that is just west. Excuse me, east. East, yeah. It is east off of Honduras.
Honduras.
So it is part of Honduras. But when you tell people you're going to Honduras, they go, what?
Yeah, why?
What?
Do you want to?
What do you?
I mean, like, yeah, I would go to Honduras to, like, get a Vespa for $30 and have sex with a 17-year-old mother of three. You know, like, that's...
Yeah, no, that's not Roatan. Roatan was beautiful. We can get into it more. People don't really necessarily...
Bearded
hear,
dragons there?
Hear, but no, they did have some lizards.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't remember seeing any bearded dragons. But it's funny because there's a dive shop every 100 feet. Because there's great snorkeling, great scuba diving off of that island. Because the entire island is basically surrounded by corals.
Okay.
So you don't get the waves like you see other places. Well, like go to Ocean City, Virginia Beach, you get waves coming in because it's the ocean.
Oh,
there,
so it's got like this little harbor thing going on.
Yeah, okay. Across almost the entire island. So pretty much no matter where you go, you don't get, unless the wind is really up, you don't get the waves. So you can go swim. I mean, there were some points where we were snorkeling out to where the reef is, and the reef is a good quarter mile to half mile offshore.
Wow.
And it's like, no big deal. It's not a problem because it's like swimming in a lake.
How deep? Could you croak if you? If
oh
you
yeah,
have
I mean
to,
you
could
definitely
you
could die. Okay. You could definitely drown, I guess. Yeah, I mean there were spots that you get to what's called the wall or the edge, where you're maybe 20, 30 feet.
So you
maybe
you've
and
validated
then you
the
get,
flat earthers. You've found the edge,
right? Where you and then you get to the wall.
Okay,
and it just drops, and you don't see the bottom.
Oh, that's creepy as all hell.
Because it just drops.
Oh, okay. All yeah. right. Yeah. I forgot that the ocean worked that way. That there's
yeah,
just this
there's
immediate.
Yeah, there's certain spots that it just drops.
It falls out.
And you're like, and you don't think about it because, again, salt water. So, I mean, I should. This is terrible advice, but I don't swim with a life vest.
Okay.
When I go.
No, that's fine.
I have fins.
You want to pull a Dennis Wilson?
Yeah, right. I have fins because I couldn't make it if I didn't have fins. Fins are key if you ever go and do snorkeling at all, and somebody wants you to go, and you don't have fins, mistake. Because you waste so much energy without having the fins
little
on.
Feet versus the big-ass flippers.
Yeah, the
flippers.
Fins are
the
unbelievable.
The fins are the foot thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that gives
yeah.
you the frog
that,
feet?
That's okay. your fins, yeah.
Okay.
They and again, tremendous advantage as far as speed, the amount of time you can stay out. And I do what's called a lot of drift snorkeling.
Okay.
Where you'll start at one point, and on this island, you could just walk in. It's all sand. There's no rock. There's no iron stuff like you have in some spots in Aruba or Curaçao or some spots in the Caribbean where it's jagged and sharp.
Yes.
You try to walk in. You got to take a boat out to the snorkel sites. This is just...
That's effed up.
Yeah, this is just...
We have ruined the planet.
Yes. Here's your beach. Walk on in.
Wow.
And
that's nice, man.
So you walk in. You throw your fins on. You put the mask on and the snorkel in. And you go, and you start at one point. You figure out kind of which way the current is going.
Yeah.
What little current there is. You're not having to fight it a ton. So you'll swim out to where you get to the reef, and then you just kind of sit there and it will slowly float you down until you want to turn and swim back in. It's fantastic. Saw turtles, saw eagle rays, saw stingrays, multiple types of, I mean,
any
fish.
Sharks.
No sharks because,
that
again,
the piss out of you. Okay.
Green moray eel.
Yes.
Saw one of those.
Okay. And that'll zap your nuts?
No, that's one of the big with the giant mouth
okay.
on the front. A yes. moray eel. Yeah. Saw a couple of water, they call them ocean snakes, I guess, sea okay. snakes. But they were all the way down at the bottom, 25, 30 feet below
that
me.
That would freak the hell out of me. Like, I'm not, I got that Indiana Jones thing. What, apparently, it's not a weird phobia.
No, I don't like snakes on land either. Yeah. But again, they were. I mean, we saw a barracuda.
Oh, water snake! Saw, you're still creeping the hell out of me.
I mean, and the scary. I mean, that's not scary because again, it's 25 feet below me. It's not going to swim up after me.
How do you know but that? I don't know.
It doesn't. I don't
Bill
know.
Bill Irwin.
I don't know
you're
that.
You're real
but,
cocky in that assessment, sir. If I saw a water cobra, I'd get the hell out of there one way or the other.
It's down below you, but the thing is, it'd be more frightening if you were a diver, if you were scuba diving, because you're generally on the bottom where that thing
is. Like a scuba diver actually walks across the bottom?
I don't understand. They're
that.
Not walking across the bottom. They're swimming, but they can stay below the water. I have to stay, unless I free dive for the amount of time I can hold my breath.
Yeah.
I'm staying at the surface.
Okay.
I'm not going down that often. But a scuba diver will be pretty much maybe 3-4 feet off the surface.
Yeah.
Maybe even closer. And at that point, you are literally swimming right over where that sea snake may be.
Yes.
And it's white. It blends in with the sand. I mean, it was hard. I mean, we were with some people that we knew, and the guy was like, hey, you know, kind of pointing it out, like, there it is.
I wouldn't have done that.
And you're like, what do you look? But half the time, because you're not talking, because you got your head in the water.
Yes.
So you just like tap the person next to you and then kind of point. And I always go.
And then you make the throat slit.
Well, no, I always do the thumbs up like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I have no. What are you pointing at? I don't know, but I don't want to be like an idiot. Like, you didn't see that?
No, no. It's the gesture version of like when someone says something to you and you
and
don't
you're like,
hear
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, wait, you do like a thumb in your ass during this? Whoa.
Exactly. It's
okay.
Like, wait a minute.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, it was a fantastic guy. But anyway, there's dive shops like every 100 feet.
That's probably their entire
everywhere.
Goddamn economy.
Well, but it's all Canadians and Americans that own it.
Oh, okay.
It's all, I
just
mean.
Just dudes that retire and are like, I'm done.
Expats that go down there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Because it is absolutely beautiful down there. It is by far, and a humble brag, I guess. I've been to a lot of places in the Caribbean. This, and it's not just because I was there a couple weeks ago, by far. As far as people being friendly and the island being nice and the weather and everything else and the snorkeling, it's a 10. It is fantastic. And I hope that it remains that way because people down there that have been there for a while are talking about how it's like, yeah, you know what? This is just the way Aruba was 20 years ago.
Mm.
And everybody figured out how great Aruba was. And they're like, now Aruba's trash.
What are the 4G speeds down
and
there?
The 4G speeds? The internet wasn't bad.
Okay. All right. I'm sold now.
Okay.
You twisted my arm.
Yeah, it was okay. The funny thing was, we're down there. We rented a car while we were there. There are two main resort areas on the island called West End and West Bay.
Okay.
And then we stayed a little bit further.
Those are horribly named. Why not?
Everybody calls it, yeah. And then we stayed a place. Here you go. This is going to Sandy Bay. Is where we stayed.
Okay.
All right. I know,
well,
right?
What are you named? A 4-year-old?
I mean, you know.
Do they have a child king?
I don't know. But it's West End, West Bay, Sandy Bay.
It's Sandhill.
There's a Cox and Hole. Does that do anything for you?
It's funny and it's different. So, yes.
But so we stayed a little bit further away from where the touristy sections are in this place called Sandy Bay. Literally, we stayed on what is part of, I guess it's like an animal preserve, basically, or nature preserve. Not animal preserve. That sounds terrible. Nature preserve.
Sounds very spreadable.
Yeah, it sounds strange. So we stayed in the house that I stayed in, if you want to call it that, had...
Is where Steve Irwin bled out.
Had literally three rooms. It had a bedroom, it had a bathroom, and then, like, kitchen, eating, hanging out area. I mean, it was maybe 400 square feet total.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, because... I'm not
You're
doing
not
a five
there
star.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going out every day. We're leaving at like 7 a.m. in the morning to go out adventuring every day. We're not, all we're doing there is sleeping there and maybe eating breakfast. That's about it.
Nice, man.
So it was cool. The really cool part about it, again, they had one of these resorts that's like an eco resort type thing that had dolphins. So we could see the dolphins from our back deck because we're right there, but we weren't paying the thousands upon thousands of dollars that these other schmoes were to see the dolphins because they're staying right on the resort. Well, we could swim from our backyard, which was on the beach, to swim across to where the dolphin pen was maybe 60 feet. And we could
sit there.
That's
a little far from my taste.
And we could sit there and watch. They're penned in, but you're snorkeling, you put your head under the water. The dolphins like people.
Yeah.
So they see you and hear you swimming over. And all of a sudden, we've got our own little dolphin show just swimming by.
They're
every
like sea dogs. That's nice, man.
It was very cool. So I was like, I think I paid less than $600 for the week to stay there.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, not. But people, you wouldn't want to do it. If you're used to staying in a hotel where somebody's going to come and turn down your blanket and leave you a mint, you weren't getting that.
I live with my mother, so I'm very used to that.
You would, well, again, if you were, if it was just you and somebody else that you were going with.
Mother.
Preferably, okay. I mean, I don't know if you and your mom want to share a queen-size bed, but.
We've done worse.
I'm sure, but it was perfect. My girlfriend and I, it was great for us. You couldn't do a family there because there wasn't any room for anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, you just couldn't do it. But as a couple, it was awesome. Hmm. Less than $600. It's only about $500 to fly out of Dulles through Atlanta. It was fantastic. It was one of the best
vacations I've had.
Oh, it's amazing.
I haven't done a beachish vacation.
Do you like
in
the
like
beach?
A decade. I did back when I didn't hate my body. Like I became like just
please.
A slop pile.
Well, look at it this way. And again, a lot of Canadians, and they have no shame. Mm-hmm. Zero.
What do you mean? Like they're wearing like cock socks and stuff? Like
yeah, with no shirt. Drunk. And like okay. I'm talking like, again, God bless them. They're much more proud of themselves than I am.
Okay.
I do not. I wear a swim shirt, beach shirt, whatever you want to call it, snorkeling shirt. All the time.
I picture you like in a 1920s Coney Island ladies swimsuit.
Almost that's it. I mean, I wear the long board shorts that come down to your knee.
Yeah.
And I when I snorkel, I wear long sleeves because you can't see it because it's audio more than video. But I burn the top of my head with my big old bald spot. The back of my legs got burnt because you put suntan lotion on, but you're in the water for 2-3 hours at a time snorkeling. It just wipes off.
No, no.
And then you're like a magnifying glass over an ant.
One of my worst burns ever, the one time I visited Greece as an adult.
There you go.
And in 2003, and it was like you were saying really clear waters, and like a cousin or someone in the family just threw me a snorkel and was like, hey, go to town. And I mean, I spent
probably
an hour face down, and I didn't put on any sunscreen. Yeah. Holy ass.
So let me guess, your top of your forehead was probably burned.
It was all back.
Yeah.
It was all back.
Oh, okay.
Back.
So you didn't put a shirt on at all?
No, no, no.
Oh.
I was just.
No chance. Oh, yeah.
Just a beluga
just
carcass floating.
Yeah, just fried. Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
But you wouldn't feel self-conscious. I mean, I'm self-conscious anyway about that kind of stuff. Because I'm like, nobody, my girlfriend all the time is like, nobody cares. They're like, nobody's, look at other people. She's like, there are plenty of other men on this beach that look a heck of a lot worse than you do with your shirt off. I said, yes, but that doesn't mean that people want to see me with my shirt off. I'm doing the polite thing by not exposing them to that.
Yes.
So I keep a shirt on the whole time. And I don't care. I'm not trying to get all tan and bronze or anything. I'm there to go swim in the water.
Well, the sun's hell on your skin.
Right,
I mean,
well, exactly.
We can say that,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, that is true. But
I mean, for God's sake, it isn't like a bad health call to not show yourself off.
Yeah,
but.
So you would be fine. And I'm telling you, if you have any inclination at all that you want to go and
all
see amazing snorkeling, anybody out there, I cannot recommend Roatan enough. It was amazing.
Okay, Roatan.
Amazing.
I'll have to keep that in mind or just not lose your number.
Yeah, that's fine. And I can send you pictures.
What was that place?
If anybody wants any information, I will gladly. The tourism board down there should hire me because I have nothing but great things to say about that place.
I'll look at photos of you doing some dolphin jousting and things of this nature.
Yeah, sure.
That sounds good, man.
I got some pictures of the snorkeling.
A whole
stuff.
Week, man.
It was great. Saturday to Saturday.
I know me. I don't know if I can do anything away from my house that long. I'm weird like that, man.
You'd be surprised.
I guess so. You get in the rhythm of it.
I thought the same thing because I like.
Did you miss your dogs? You got
well,
pets.
Yeah. I was like, I had to drive the dogs to my mom's house the day before. She lives down in Southern Maryland, about an hour and a half away. So I had to drive them down, leave them there, and then when we got back, there's not that many flights. They don't have a very active airport. One flight in, one flight out a day, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, so we didn't get back home until 1 a.m. I guess Sunday. Coming back because you fly out late and then you have to lay over in Atlanta and then Atlanta to home to DC. So the next day, again, had to get up and then drive over to an hour and a half to get the dogs and drive back an hour and a half. But I thought it'd be the same way. I get that way sometimes too, where I'm like, this is just too many days here. Not this one. I was like, I could go out and do the same thing. And we snorkeled a lot of the same spots every day. Didn't matter. It was amazing every time you went out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just incredible. And the food, a couple of really nice restaurants.
Yeah, okay, what is the cuisine down there?
Again, it's anything you want. We ate probably the best meal that we had.
Taco Bell.
I tell you what, there was only one chain restaurant that I saw the entire time. I'm not going to swear it's the only one on the island because somebody will tell me and be like, no, you're wrong, there's one here. From what I saw, and we drove around probably a decent amount of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Bojangles.
Oh my God. Okay.
I've got, and you know what?
Okay.
I think I
hold
may,
on while I pull out my piece.
I may That's have a picture.
Bojangles. Effing. I was just going to say, please tell me it's like a Crystals or a Zaxby's or something. No, Bojangles is good enough for me. Oh God. I ate at Roy Rogers earlier today and I was happy enough with that.
There you go. That is the Bojangles in Roatan. Oh,
that
your proof.
Is gorgeous. Yep. A Bojangles.
Bojangles right next to, as you can see there, the gas station, which only makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
See the gas pump there? Yeah. I would have eaten my every meal at that Bojangles. God, I love Bojangles.
No, you know what? Did not have a single meal at the Bojangles.
I used to service Industrial Bank, and the last Industrial Bank that was loyal to me was located in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Next to a Cameron Seafood, or as they would pronounce it, Cameron's Seafood, and Bojangles. And it broke my heart when I stopped getting calls from them because I would just go there and I would, before the job, eat at Bojangles, after the job, eat at Cameron's, or vice versa.
There you go.
Because otherwise I'm driving like 45 minutes for nothing to get this food. And that's too piggish for me. But like today, I had a job in Bethesda. I know near my ex in Rockville, there's Roy Rogers.
I love
went
Roy
to
Rogers.
That first. Yes, we don't have these things near us.
Manchester Lakes.
There's Manchester Lakes.
Kingstown.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's a Roy Rogers.
That's
there.
Almost a distance to damn Bethesda or Rockville.
There's one out off of 29.
28. 28 is Roy Rogers, yes.
No, no, there's another one, though. 29,
really?
Too. As you're coming up, just before you get, where 29 and 66. Meet.
For the second time or something
yeah,
like
for
that?
The second time, there's one right out there, whatever that's called.
All right.
Exit 40, what is that, 43?
43 or 40? I think 43.
Could be. Gainesville. Anyway, there's a nice sunset for you from Roatan.
Holy crap.
I mean,
that's lovely.
That's it every night. Every
God,
single
that is
night.
Picturesque, man.
The only thing that gets weird is they don't have, like, now when we get to summertime, the sun, like 7 o'clock tonight when we walked in here.
Yes.
Still bright outside. Still another hour left. They're so close to the equator.
Okay.
6 o'clock every night.
Sundown.
That's sundown.
Wow.
6 o'clock every night. So you're, but again, that means the sun's coming up. It's getting light like 5:45 every morning. It's coming in your window, which is that way it is now for us, but it's that way in November. So okay. when we're sitting here in December and getting like 8 hours, 6 hours of sunlight, whatever it is, they get 12 and 12
all the time.
It's awesome. But it is weird. Like, oh, the sun's down. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow. But you end up going to bed at like 9:30 because
it's perfect grandpa hours.
It's,
yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just old. I'm like, this is great for me. I don't need to stay up and
I'll level with you. I've been to Vegas twice. The first time I went with my brother and a friend and we like disco napped throughout the second day and immediately like we're just in sync with like going to bed at 7 a.m. local time.
Yeah, you so, get like, used to it.
Yeah, immediately. The second time I went, it was with my ex who was kind of like, I don't know, just didn't party really at all. we never did anything to adjust to local time, and we were going to bed 7 p.m. local time.
Wow.
And waking up and like getting up 7:30 a.m. our time, East Coast time,
right,
about 4:30 out there.
Right.
Yeah. And just seeing like either grandpas and grandmas that woke up for the breakfast specials,
sure,
or people that were doing it right and were still out from the night before,
right,
partying.
Right.
It was a weird contrast.
Well, Vegas
That's
is kind of weird. I've never been, but everybody tells me it's just like a weird vibe there all the way around. Like, it's just strange.
Well, Fridays and Saturdays, you'd think it's this place that is nuts 24/7, but like any other city, even Manhattan, I mean, during the week, people got crap to do, man.
Right.
They're just not, there's not that many people. Like, I was there, I think, through a Monday. So the first time I was there, Sunday night, I was really poised for a party.
Right.
There really wasn't anything going on past like midnight. I mean, you
right,
could
right.
find it, don't get me wrong, if you looked, but the strip itself was very dead-ish, like very brightly lit, but it was like a carnival after closing time.
Right,
you know,
right,
just
right,
not
right.
many people out. It was a weird vibe. And Thursday wasn't too crazy either. So, I don't know. Vegas is worth it. If you ever want to do Vegas, we can.
No,
yeah.
I need to at some point. My buddies go out there every year. At NCAA
Especially now
tournament
that the Raiders
time.
Are out there.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's
going to be crazy.
Like, they can be the worst team on earth, and everyone's just going to go there to see their team trounce the Raiders.
Right.
And
they'll actually probably be pretty good, because think about it. You're bringing NFL teams to Vegas.
Yeah. No. I'm completely. I don't care for the Raiders. I know that they're like something in the 80s when I was a kid. So I remember
70s and 80s.
Okay.
They were
yeah.
good. Yeah.
And I mean, Gruden's kind of a joke. Their owner's kind of a joke. Like, what's his name? Mark.
Mark Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al's son.
With the bowl cut.
Yeah.
With
Al Davis.
Horrible
son.
Bowl cut.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they had a horrible draft. And they're not going to do well, but
Still Vegas.
I'll be damned. Yeah.
You get a couple points just because the other teams have to come to Vegas.
There are so many fast food chains. Again, this is how I measure places I want to travel. They have Del Taco. We used to have a Fat Burger out here that closed, so that's like a great way to get Fat Burger.
Do they have an In-N-Out there?
Oh, tons. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, their In-N-Out, I think, started about a decade ago or 15 years ago ish. They got In-N-Out.
Okay.
Yeah. Overrated, but I'll still do the hell out of it because we don't have it here.
Right.
Like, I don't even eat that much beef, to be honest, like a couple times a year, but I go to that In-N-Out and I'm like eating burgers like four times a day. It's disgusting. Yeah, man. No, I'd love to go there.
So going back, that's the only chain restaurant there. Everything else.
But it's Bojangles.
It's the only one I saw anyway. But again, the best meal that we had was this Argentine steakhouse.
Well, of course,
but you think about, it's just like whatever the one is. I don't know what's the one at Fair Oaks Mall. I even remember
Chaos de Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Trust me, it was not one of those.
Okay,
it was legit.
Wait,
like,
are you saying was it like meat on a stick? And
they
you
didn't
turn...
no, they didn't do that. It was just an Argentinian place.
Okay, so like
restaurant.
not a crapple. Like
no,
you, yeah. You,
oh God, no. Yeah. This was legit. Like. The chef came out and talked to us, and I mean, it was, but you still only spent like 25, 30 bucks a plate.
That's incredible.
Which is, I mean, I'm not going to do that every night,
mm-hmm.
but on vacation to have the best meal of your week, I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 bucks each. And it, and I decided that at the end of March, for no reason, because clearly it's not helping me any, I'm already mm-hmm. well beyond it, but I decided, that I was going to try to do the entire month of April, and I pulled it off, not drinking any soda at all. No Dr. Pepper, no Coke, no any. I didn't even think of it. I was just like, for the month of April, I'm going to see if I can do this.
What about Mr. Pibb?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all. I guess I cheated once.
You piece
by, no,
of...
No, by not knowing, not even thinking about, I had a ginger ale like on the plane.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, does ginger ale count?
Yes. Yes,
it does. See, I didn't even think. I was like, does that? Oh, okay. So that's like the one that I had.
That's like, I cheated with a Mexican woman. Does
well,
that count?
No, but I mean, I just didn't. I mean, because I don't think, like, I'm thinking like Coke, Pepsi,
yeah.
Dr. Pepper, stuff like that. I'm like, ginger ale is not real. I mean, your mom gives you ginger ale when you were sick.
Yeah,
you know,
but
you get
that's,
flat ginger ale. You didn't, she didn't go, I'll give you a flat Pepsi because it'll.
I would
for
get
you.
The Cokes for the electrolytes.
Wait, the Coke for the electrolytes?
Yeah, Coke has electrolytes,
no,
apparently.
No, it doesn't.
I think more, not Pepsi doesn't, but Coke does.
I don't think that's true at all.
I used to get it as a kid.
But anyway, so I was
Ghetto Pedialyte.
I'd have a beer on occasion while I was on vacation. I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So I'd have an occasional beer, whatever. But my girlfriend's friend.
You're like me, all opiates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's friend that was down there, and just by random, her and her husband were buying a place in Roatan.
Wow.
And they were actually there to do like the paperwork and everything. So just
how much is the place?
Coincidence. I don't even know what they spent. Okay. It's pretty nice. They bought, it's like a hotel condo thing, so they'll be able to rent it out. It's like a 3-bedroom place. I mean, it's going to be nice.
It's not a timeshare.
No. No, they actually own it. They will own it, but they'll be able to rent it out as well, but they have a management company that'll do it for them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Anyway, so they just happen to be there at the same time. So she, one of these people who normally I would have been annoyed with, and I think if I was around her all the time, I'd start getting annoyed by it. But for the week, I'm like, what do I care? I'm on vacation. She's like,
vacation,
she's like very specific about, did your meat come from the U.S. or is it from, because she didn't want, because she's anti U.S. farming practices because of the way they feed, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, casting a sidewards glance, like, we really going to do this? Is this how this is going to go?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be really annoyed. But I let that go because then she would order these fantastic, she doesn't drink at all. She would order these fantastic concoctions that she would have them make that were amazing. I would never have thought to order like lime juice with all these other things put into it. And she would like, can you have them fresh squeeze this and put some mint in and do? And I'm like, the hell are you talking? I'm like, whatever. And then she's like, here, try it. I drank. I was like, okay, that, whatever that is, give me one of those. That is amazing. So now I'm on this kick. I went and bought mint plants. I planted mint. So I'm going to be drinking lime juice and mint all summer. That's going to be my summer drink.
Lime
looking
juice
forward
and
to
mint
it.
With what booze? No booze?
You could throw some bourbon in there, I'm sure. I don't know if bourbon and lime would taste
very good. Lime juice and
you
mint.
You know what would be good with it? Parrot Bay rum.
Okay.
Because it's got like a little bit of coconut kick to it. And the coconut and the lime would be amazing.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah. So I would do that. But I'll just get the limes. We have a little lime tree at our house.
Buff it your way.
I'm just gonna lime squeeze as much lime juice as I can, water, throw a couple mints in, maybe a dash of sugar.
I hope you stick with us, man. I know most people, come back from a vacation. There's always some sort of resolve and then it hits the reality of just living where they live.
Two days into May and still no sodas, no Coke,
lime
no Pepsi, no anything.
Okay. Is that a big vice of yours? Like the sodas?
I think it was. Okay. I think it was. And I did this same thing when I was in college with alcohol. I didn't have a problem, like I didn't get a DUI.
Okay.
I've never had one, thank God. I've been smart enough not to do that. I didn't have a moment where I was like, wow, this is really getting out of control. Nobody sat me down and said, Bill, your drinking is awful. What are you doing?
They were afraid because you were a violent drunk.
Maybe that was it. I just at one point, it was during, I guess, one summer, I just decided, I was like, you know what? Just to be sure, because alcoholism runs in my family.
Okay.
My dad was, before I was born, my mom laid down the law, basically said, me or booze, your choice. And he quit, like, didn't go to meetings, one day, he's like, okay, fine, I won't drink anymore. Mm-hmm. And never had a drink again for the rest of his life. Again, it was before I was born, but there were some incidents and some things, and, you know, so I knew that. My grandfather, his
incidents
dad.
And things.
Well, I mean, you know, some stuff happened with him. So
your dad was Vince Neil, and he killed Razzle.
He did. Sunset Strip. Didn't have that necessarily, but his dad had the same. I mean, I can remember going to visit them, and pretty much almost every night, he would be sitting out there with either a beer or a bottle of booze or whatever, really bad.
My shrink asked me earlier today. She was like, were your parents drinkers? Thank God, out of all the vices that were passed to me by their crud DNA, not the boozing.
Yeah. So I did it in college. I was just like, you know what? It's in my family. I don't, you know, I was drinking like any college kid. I was drinking 3, 4, 5 nights a week. I mean,
yeah, if you're plugged into a college scene, I feel that's how it. I was a real puss during college, so I was typically coming home. Like, for whatever reason, I started getting some in college, but like back home. like
whatever
like,
works.
Yeah, all the girls I knew that were like didn't go to school. I was like scoring with them.
There you go.
Whatever. Yeah.
There you go. But and again, you know, you read the things if you're drinking more than this many drinks this many times a week, you're an alcoholic and blah blah blah.
Those
and
are
I think,
low amounts.
Oh, I know they were. Yeah. It was crazy. And, but I think I just had that moment where I was like, I better make sure I can, because I was like, it's no big deal. I'm just going out having a beer or two with the guys or after we, you know, it was in the summertime. And I was like, after we get back from work and I was working outside and I was like, so what if I go and have a couple beer, you know, like whatever. And I was just like, you know what though? There is that one part of me in the back, the little voice in the back of your head that said, you don't want to go down this road and 5 years from now, you cannot function without. Because I watched some of my friends be that way, that they were just like, they could not go out. I was a designated driver a lot because my friends would be like, oh, we're going to go to the bar tonight? Well, I'm drinking. I'm
Well,
wait a minute. Why can't you be the designated driver tonight? No, no, I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll drive.
I had that experience a couple of years ago with some people, you know, dudes from the station when I started comedy classes. Like what got me into my current state of doing all the improv and some stand-up and junk like that. I started my classes over at DC Improv. And I went with Oathman, Othello, and Chris Blue Shore Slingbach.
Okay.
And my buddy, Jason Whitaker, a.k.a. Pete Maybe.
Okay.
And the four of us, after every class we did together, would then go to the L.A. Bar and Grill.
Drink.
And, yeah, I like, in the span of a couple hours, we pretty much each accounted for a pitcher under ourselves. Because I would just kind of crush it because I would... The food was my vice. You know, like they would get nachos and I would just be like digging in, like highlight scooping that crap in my face. And I would want beer to wash it down because that's how bar food works.
Sure.
But it took me a minute to realize, like, man, I think these other three cats like really like this, like way more than I do.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, nothing against, I mean, I don't think it's anything any of them would lie about. They really enjoyed it to a level. Because I was like, I would routinely put down at least a sixer's worth in the span of like 2 hours and then drive home. And I'm like, I'm not blackout drunk, but like, I don't want to be pulled over. You know, like, I was just lucky that I was leaving at like 3, 4 p.m. You know? Like,
yeah, right, right.
Joke's on you. You didn't think anyone could get drunk this
early.
That's
right. That's right. So I just decided, and I was like, I'm going to not drink for like a month.
Yeah.
And just see. Am I going to have to go? Am I going to get the, you know, the withdrawals? Am I going to get the shakes?
The DTs.
And I didn't. And actually, ever since that point, it kind of just, because I was still in college, so I'd still go and get blasted every now and then. But the allure of it was gone after that month.
Yeah.
It was just like, and I drink, and it's funny, my girlfriend to this day will still every once in a while, like even when we're on vacation. I don't drink when we go out to dinner. I just won't do it because, I'm like, if I'm getting behind...
Because you're terribly cheap.
Well, that too. But I'm like, if I'm going to get back in the car, and she's like, one's not going to matter. I'm like, yeah, but it could.
Yeah.
It could. If somebody hits me, even if it's not my fault, and the cop comes up and smells that one beer on my breath, I'm still going to get in trouble for it. I don't want it. I don't love beer or wine or mixed drinks enough to be like... I can't go without it at dinner. I have to have a glass of wine.
Yes.
I'm not like that. And it went all the way back to that. So I don't know that I had long, long winding road to get back to your original question. I don't know that I had a thing with sodas where I was addicted to it and I had to have it or anything. But I was probably at a couple a day, which isn't great.
No, I was as a kid. And I'm like you. I dropped it like a hot potato.
And I was
somehow.
Just like, you know what? I'm going to see...
Did nothing for my weight, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So nothing. I was like, let's see what I can do. And
have you lost weight dropping them?
I don't know that I can't say that it's because of that. Because again, went on vacation, wasn't eating like snacks in between, was active that whole week again, swimming a ton, 2-3 hours a day.
Fighting.
If not
dolphins.
More. Yeah, going to see the dolphins and the lionfish and the turtles and all the other stuff. So when I left, I weighed myself. When I came back, I had lost like a pound and a half.
Okay.
I don't think that had anything to do with not drinking the soda. I think it was just because you were active that entire time. And I'm one of these people that the other day, I finally got 35 pounds away from what I was at my heaviest.
Okay.
At one point, I weighed 207. That's going back almost a decade.
Okay.
I was about 207, the heaviest that I ever stepped on a scale, which is ridiculous. Totally. And at that time, I was like, okay, this is
I'm so much heavier.
Yeah, but you're also taller than me, and you also have a heavier frame than I do. I have a very thin frame.
I used to work out.
Well, there you go.
A long time ago.
But the other day, I got on the scale, and I was 172, so it was 35
nice,
pounds.
Yeah.
Now, everybody go like, wow, man, you look great. You do like 35 pounds? Yeah, about 3 pounds a year. I'm not.
That's good.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it's a slow burn. So I'm like one of these people that like, you know, for the longest time, I got under 200. I was like, sweet, I'm under 200.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah. But yeah, but I was like, I'm not going to drop 10 pounds in like 2 months. I'm just, so I would just slowly, it kept coming off. It kept coming off. And then I remember the last time, and it's the one and only time as an adult that I've been like bedridden sick. Like, I think I'm going to die sick.
Uh-huh.
For like a week and a half, I had like the flu, could not kick it, nothing, and I lost like 8 pounds.
That's amazing. Never, I want a tapeworm.
Never put it back on.
Wow.
I went from 187 to 179 in that 10 days that I was sick.
Yeah.
And I only went back above 180, like to like 182. Never went. Usually people say, oh, as soon as you're done being sick, it's going to come right back on. Luckily, it never did. And then I would spend like a year at like 180. Like, I'd be 181, I'd be 178, I'd be 181, I'd be 179, and then slowly it got down, now 175. And
I barely lose weight on the flu, like, because when I get sick, I just start to subsist on pudding cups complete garbage.
Sure,
so even though I can barely hold it down, what is going in is, like, so caloric.
And I'm sure some of this, because I am getting up towards 50, mm-hmm. I'll be 48 in July, I'm sure some of this is muscle mass loss because I'm at that age where you're going to start losing it. And that's probably some of the weight that
you need
I've
to
lost.
Kevin Spacey in American Beauty. Just
I
like
start jacking. I agree.
Benching,
I need to start working out.
And then kiss
out.
Your
Absolutely.
Nazi neighbor.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. But yeah, I do need to start working out. But yeah. That was my vacation. Great food.
Nice, man.
Again, all Canadians and Americans own pretty much all the prime land for the most part.
The way God wants it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they tell people on the island, the local Hondurans, they do have a jail on the island. There's not a lot of crime. There is crime. I'm not going to say there's no crime.
Like the one
in
the old Eagle Stadium?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Underneath the island. But there's not a ton of violent crime there. Like you would think, like Honduras, you're like, people getting stabbed like every other day.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in at night and close the doors and lock everything up. Well, here's the thing.
Picture a lot of shootings from the back of motorbikes.
Yeah, no, they do have a lot of motorcycles and mopeds and everything there because it's an easy way to get around the island. You don't need a big car. But they basically tell people, look, as a local, you're on the island, you're fine. You're great. No big deal. You get caught with a severe crime, a rape or anything like that, mm-hmm. you're not going to jail in Roatan. You're going to jail on the mainland. Nobody wants to go to jail on the mainland.
That doesn't sound
because
fun, no.
It's a Honduran jail.
Yeah.
Everything that goes along with it, you get it. Why wouldn't you want to live on one of the most beautiful places on earth and just stay out of trouble? And you're fine. No big deal. So there's not a ton of crime. There is crime. I'm not going to say there's none, but it's not like other places. Put it this way. If Natalie Holloway had gone to Roatan instead of Aruba,
yes.
Natalie Holloway might be alive today.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Right on. I like that.
That's the best
Is
way
that
to
gonna
it.
Be like the catch, the tag
they
for
should.
Your for the tourism?
Yeah, right? I was just saying the tourism board, that would be my thing. Don't be like Natalie Holloway.
Exactly.
Come to Roatan.
You'd be like, hey, look, if Casey Anthony lived here, Kaylee would still be alive. She would have been that laid back
it. Well, yeah, maybe.
Charles Manson would have just been a dolphin rider.
That's
had
right.
He lived in Roatan.
That's right.
No Manson family.
That's right.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, it was fun. So enough of my vacation. People are completely bored by this.
No, they like
they
it. They,
no, they don't.
No one's done
look,
anything. Do you know what my vacations are? I go to New York for 3 days. I see some improv. I eat poorly. And I go to titty bars.
Yeah, but it's like, know? This is the new version. And again, I'm on Instagram. I think I've posted two things on there. That's it. I don't put stuff on there.
You're an influencer now. That's what
you're
saying.
You know what Instagram and Twitter and everything is as far as like vacation stuff? It's the old days of your parents having somebody say, hey, we just got back from Hawaii. Do you want to see our slideshow? That's what that stuff is. So I know people are like, we don't care.
Okay.
We don't care.
No, I don't know, man. Because you're not physically boxed in like you would be having to do slides. That's what makes this different.
I guess.
Like, you can, I can be looking at your vacation pictures while dropping a deuce. I mean, that's why the Nintendo Switch is the best system ever. Like, the Nintendo Switch will never have an advertising campaign that's like, hey, are you playing Mario Kart, but you have to drop one? Like, take us in the bathroom with you. But they should, because there's a non-zero number of times I've taken that damn Switch in the crapper with me. And I'm like, how did I ever live before this?
Wow. Okay.
Like, Elvis didn't have it this good.
Yeah.
And real fast, before we leave the subject, do seltzers in cans. Like, if you have any urges to do soda, just get the seltzers. They're all zero calorie. I don't even think the chemicals that flavor them are that bad. I think a lot of them say, like, naturally flavored or whatever
that means.
Like, they melted a vitamin in it. But they're all great, man. That's, like, my vice now. Like, I bought a Brita pitcher, and now I don't even use it. Because, like, once or twice a week, I just get a $4 case of seltzer and pound those. By the way, give you the best burps ever.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you sound like Barney from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, yeah, if anybody has any suggestions for cool little summery drinks, I'll take them.
Do whatever you're doing and dump carbonated water in it, dude.
Yeah, seriously. I may have to.
Like, you'll go to town on it. They're amazing. Like, just canned seltzer from friggin' Giant.
Okay.
Or Wegmans or whatever the hell. They're all like $3 on sale. Yeah, $4. I do it all the time. Screw Mother Nature. I am just piling up those tin cans. Whatever.
They're recyclable. So.
Well, yeah. Aren't we like not really recycling anymore? Didn't China turn on us?
Basically.
But at least the metal. It's not like the plastic, which becomes microplastics. Like,
right.
The metal just rots in the woods and like gives a kid tetanus, but then it eventually returns to the soil.
Well, you can melt it all down, though, right? The metal? Can't you melt it down?
Yeah. Well, not just that. I mean, just it will actually break into metal that joins the soil like within 100 years or 30 years or whatever. It's not like plastic.
It's not
it just
good.
Sits there.
Well, yeah, no. I don't understand why we just... Again, I'm not like, oh, ban plastic bags.
Yeah.
I'm not to that level. Oh, one more thing.
Oh, we've already ruined everything.
One more thing from my trip, and I promise I won't go back anymore. The other thing that this woman who went to high school with my girlfriend, that's how long they've known each other.
Yes.
They're going back 30-plus years. She very much has bought into the ruse, and it is... somewhat of a ruse of that straws are destroying the earth.
Yes.
We know that's not true.
Well,
it's
I think
like
all
less,
plastic is, but it's a weird thing to pick on.
But
but
picking on straws, like, we got to get rid of the straws because they're killing
people. People are losing their minds over the straws, and then you get the huge Starbucks plastic cup. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Like,
exactly.
Like,
but it's because there was one video of one turtle with
turtle.
A straw up its nose because it was doing coke. Off
I was
the
just
back
say,
of something.
I got
know,
a couple
starfish.
Videos of the straw of mine.
Yeah,
was,
exactly.
I was ecstatic.
So everybody freaked out and wants to get rid of the straws when straws are less than 1% of 1% of the entire plastic waste.
They're nothing.
I mean, it's nothing. In the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. But anyway, so one night at dinner, because we ate dinner with her and her husband like probably 5 of the last 6 days we were there. It just worked out that way. It was fun. We had a great time with them. But
was the husband okay or no?
Yeah, no, he was great. Right. I'd never met either one of them before. This is the first time I'd ever met her or the husband. He was fine because he even would make fun of her on occasion, too, with all this stuff of, are the potatoes natural? Did you cook for them here on the island? And he's just like,
he would scream, you stupid bitch, and smack her.
He'd just be like,
I love humor.
He'd just like, it's a potato. Just eat the potato. But anyway, one night she brought us straws. Bamboo reusable straws that she carries in her purse everywhere she goes.
Oh, lovely.
And gave them to us and basically said, now you can do the same thing. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not. I use it at home. It's fine.
I just try not to use straws. Who needs a straw? Goddamn baby needs a straw.
Look, there are some people that need straws. Some people
If you're like handicapped or something,
you need straws.
I'm not knocking someone who's got a helper monkey.
Or if if you're in the car and you have a beverage, you need a straw. You don't want your drinks.
I don't do straws even then, man. I just don't get it. I did have one of those cardboard straws a couple of weeks ago.
They're awful.
It seemed fine. I don't know.
Leave it in your drink for a while.
Well, it's going to melt eventually.
Thank you. Yeah, but these are bamboo.
Okay.
Two different sizes. I don't know why, but two different size holes.
Wendy's frosty size.
I guess.
Regular.
I don't know. So she gave each of us a pair of these things.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I didn't use them the entire time I was there.
This guy right here came with a metal straw.
There you go.
And I'm awful. Just scared. Yeah, assless that I'm going to bite it and crack my
yeah.
teeth.
Yeah.
Don't you like doing that with a straw? A little action on the side.
I don't. I never. I was never a straw chewer.
Oh, I'm a big straw chewer.
So she brought. I've been using it at home because it's good to stir your drink with because it's a little more solid than the plastic.
Okay, cool.
So I, mix up my mint and haven't got to that yet. It doesn't have a cutting edge, so that doesn't help any.
That's Scarface 2020.
That's right.
But
it's good to mix up. You can get your mint crushed down in there. And stir up a little bit of sugar you put in, so it works well.
It's got some real resistance
to
it.
But I'm not taking it to Applebee's with me on a Friday night.
That's because you hate Mother Nature, sir. You hate your mother.
I actually don't like Applebee's, so.
I don't know the last time I was at an Applebee's. I think I've been to Applebee's once or twice in my life. It was one NFL playoff weekend, and I drove there incredibly drunk with friends that were drunker than me. I was the least of all evils. And we were like 16, too. We were horrible kids, man. God, memories.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So that's all I have today for you.
Oh, that's more than enough, sir. All I got is the nerd weekend that was
You
last
must
weekend.
Have been in heaven.
We'll lay it out real fast. I dabble in all this nerd crap. I'm not like in love with any of it. But yeah, so over the course of like 3 days, there was Avengers Endgame,
yep.
Which wrapped up like a 22 movies of Marvel Universe.
Not to correct you, I believe it was 23rd. I believe it was the 23rd movie.
Was it? Okay, yes. So 22 before it.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, you had Game of Thrones, which I'm not going to spoil, but it wrapped things up with the Night King.
Wait a minute, not going to spoil? If you haven't watched it by now,
yeah,
you're not
hell.
Watching it. The night. Same thing with the...
You're right. You're completely right.
Look, I don't watch either one.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Game of Thrones. I have watched, of the 23 now Marvel
yes.
comic universe movies, I've seen maybe 3 in the theater, maybe 6 total.
Our theater count on those isn't too different. I see them after the fact typically, but we'll get to that in a second.
Well, yeah, here's the 3 I've seen. 1, 2, and 3, Iron Man. That's it.
I, to this day, I've not seen Iron Man 3. I'm horrible. I do know that...
It's okay.
Yeah, I do know that Ben Kingsley isn't the real bad guy. There's like a second hidden bad guy or something.
It's just okay.
And then here's the real nerdy one.
Okay, the NFL draft.
No, I did watch day one. I loved that one.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
So I guess that's a little nerdy.
It's very nerdy.
All this nerd stuff. So then there's
it's
a fourth
very
thing.
Very nerdy.
If you remember the words Magic the Gathering...
Oh,
at
dear
all.
God.
Yeah, there was, people don't even barely know Magic cards. They have like a story to them, and they pretty much.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And they did something, I guess, very inspired by the Marvel Universe, where it was like over the course of years, they introduced characters that interact with other characters. That wrapped up this weekend, too. Like, they dropped the set that ended that junk.
First off.
Sure. I told you. You're getting some good nerd talk.
I know this is good, but I have questions.
Okay.
First off, the PR person for Magic the Gathering
is
a complete moron. Why would you do that on the weekend of Avengers Endgame?
Yeah.
It got buried.
I think, because I don't play it. I just like,
sure.
No, here's the saddest thing.
Okay.
Well, I used to. Like, when I was a kid, I played it. Then... Around 03, they made the online game.
Oh, did they?
And I was like, oh, thank God. I don't have to sit around these shops where it was just people that smelled.
Yeah, you'd have
like
to go to like a
crazy.
Game shop or whatever it was.
I always tell this story on air, but one time, the last paper thing I ever played was in 02. And this like old hobo wanders in. It was down in Richmond, and it was in this convention hall.
Oh, that I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and this old hobo wanders in and like takes the mic. Like, because there was a mic for the judges to announce, like, round two is over. Go to round three.
And pick up your cards and go to the next table.
And he just
It'll
goes,
be
like,
great.
He goes, y'all motherfuckers stink. And he just said it, like, 3 times and then just left. And is that just a bunch of white, fat nerds. So they're all like, please don't hurt us.
Were you looking at each other like, he's not wrong.
I mean, it's all I'd ever talk about is how disgusting they, like, you would go to these shops and they were completely putrid. So, like, I was laughing hysterically because I bathed daily. You know what I mean?
Right,
I was lifting a lot back then, so maybe twice a day sometimes.
You had some pride in your appearance.
Yeah. But they came out with the online one. I immediately sold everything, and then I played it online for a while. And then about like 6-7 years ago, I kind of got into Macs, and then did a Mac version. I was like, ah, the hell with it. So I just sold all of those. But I'll still, like, this is the saddest part. Like, I'll read about the new cards that came out. But
I
don't play at all. No, I don't. I literally don't have cards in my name anymore. Mm. It's been a long time.
Did you lose money?
I made several
thousand.
I was going to
say, did you really make money? Did you make money off selling your cards?
When I cashed out, and this was after they had taken a massive hit, when I cashed out of the online stuff, I made 9 G's.
How much did you spend to get those?
Nothing. I used to help out.
What do you mean nothing?
Like under $100. I used to just trade online all the time. And I was like I had a weird like stockbroker like brain
day trading,
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, man, I didn't spend. I spent like $10 to join the game. And a couple of times I would spend like $50 like when I first started to get it rolling. And then after that, I was just like obsessively like I would trade like 03, 04. I played it online a lot. And then I kind of just. I don't know.
So you're like just sitting there at your computer and you'd find some poor 8-year-old kid to take advantage
of.
It
was weird because now there's all sorts of bots that will do everything online where it's like, you know, buy these cards and they're all chopped up to like increments of a hundredth of a cent. But back then there was like one online currency. It was like $1 per currency.
Right.
And people would have to buy even the crappiest cards if they wanted it for like $1 from a human. So I would just buy people's collections for like $100 and then sell the contents for like $500. And I'd just do that ad nauseum, man. Just do it over
Amazing.
And over. Yeah. And then the robots came and put us out of work.
Yeah,
so they took our jobs.
So that is four. That would be four very
four, it was,
nerdy, geeky
yeah,
things.
It was really like the nerds.
And I participated in none of them.
What? Oh, God. Why Nothing. Weren't you watching the draft? You're a sports guy.
Oh, the draft is the worst. I hate the draft. I hate that draft. I hate the NBA draft. I hate Major League Baseball
Doesn't
draft.
Doesn't the NBA draft have, like, ping pong balls or some junk?
Yeah. I mean, when they
like,
do
Like,
doesn't
have the actual, like...
Yeah, they go...
Yeah, it has the actual lottery
yeah,
spinner thing.
Then
yeah,
and it goes...
Yeah, and one pops out. Like, you're like, oh,
it's the Milwaukee Bucks!
That's exciting. I don't know, man. I live for NFL draft.
I just... Right. No, because... And here's why. And they finally admitted to this this year that the NFL, the networks that were covering it, were like, hey, guys, I know you know who you're going to pick. Hold off on it. Give us some time to let these three knuckleheads yell back and forth at each other about the last pick so we can fill more time.
Oh, of course. You have to watch it with someone. Watching it alone,
it.
I'd lose my mind.
Oh,
but like,
no chance.
No, I was watching with my buddy Rich. He's my football buddy. Yeah, and we would just like talk about God knows what for 5 minutes, and then once they
15.
Actually, no, I think
Thursday night it's 15 minutes in between picks.
No,
the first round,
it's
7. No, it's 15 minutes in between picks.
Well, they throw a lot of commercials in the mix too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's bad
because they tell you
it's slow.
They're like, "Hey, Oakland, look, we know you're going to screw this pick up anyway. Just take another 10 minutes."
Oh God. Oh, God. Is there any... I can't wait to see
Oakland
erupt in flames this
and
year.
Did you see the... I think it was in the Philippines, maybe, or Hong Kong.
Hmm.
The guy got beat up because he came out of Avengers Endgame and ruined it for everybody.
Oh, was just screaming the ending? Man, he needed that.
And the nerds jumped him and beat him down.
Well, he's just trying to be a dick and ruin people's fun. Like
it's
Homer,
pretty funny.
I mean, that was a Simpsons scene where Homer walks out of, I think, Empire, and he's like, man, I can't believe that Darth Vader was Luke's father or something like that. And it wasn't as pugnacious a society back then. So someone just screamed at him and was like, thanks for ruining it. But no, if you walk out and you're spoiling crap, I don't know, man. That's the
reason I watched it. I thought it was kind of funny.
I see. So for Endgame... I'm not the biggest, like, I, for the longest time, was actively happy to avoid these Marvel films once they got, like, serialized, and it's like, we're going to crap out 3 a year. And I was like, well, you know what? Go to hell. But again, my football buddy.
I will keep my money.
Pretty much. My football buddy is a huge Rich, loves this crap, and would buy them on, like, he was that dude downloading them via Amazon with, like, you know, all the extra content and crap. So... Over the last couple of football seasons, if I would go over there to watch a game, but the game stank on ice, I'd be like, hey, put on the new Spider-Man. You know, like at least I have something to watch. So I started seeing a lot of them, and a couple were on Netflix too. Mm-hmm. So those became my go-tos to watch, like, if I was going up to New York. I was like, oh, this is like a dumb thing I can download to my iPad. So I've seen probably like 18-ish of them, crap like that. And this one, I only wanted to watch it like relatively early on because I was like, there's got to be spoilable shit.
So have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it like on Saturday.
I was going to ruin it for you.
That would be hilarious. No, because a friend of mine hit me up out of nowhere. And he was like, I have a spare ticket. You want to go? And I was like, okay, this is my in. Because I wasn't even looking. Apparently, everything was sold out. So
again,
which
ridiculous.
Was not the case, by the way. Like,
it was just a hype machine.
Well, I don't know. I went to Alamo. He had a ticket for Alamo. It was like half the seats were taken or some crap. It wasn't that busy. But I was happy to get it done just so it couldn't be spoiled
get out of the
for
way.
Me. Yeah, exactly. And that's how you should feel about a piece of art. I got it out of the way.
Did you tear up when he died? Did you tear up? No. I guess
well,
I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
Everyone, there's spoilers ahoy. So if you don't want it spoiled, just turn it off right now, okay? Because we're gonna talk this freely at this point. And yeah, okay, I can swear kind of at this point.
Well, you already have a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just say, hold on, I'll put in the 58-minute mark.
Come on.
Okay, cool. Yeah, now I can say the good words. So when Iron Man,
no, it was not Iron Man.
Who?
It was Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
There's a difference.
Oh, it's the same.
It's
fucking
a different
thing.
It's like Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah.
Tony
exactly.
Stark and Iron Man.
So yeah, Iron Man gives up the ghost to save the world. We lose Iron Man and Scarlett Johansson. Scarface Johansson. She kills herself. And then Captain America becomes old as shit via time travel.
Right. Well, he just went back and stayed.
He stayed, yeah. So he had like an entire life unto himself.
Right.
And I'm a man, so like I really would never let a tear fall out. Like,
was there an audible gasp in the theater when it happened?
Nothing audible.
Like
everyone,
nobody went, oh my God. Nothing like that.
Just a bunch of old bitches. Oh my Lord.
Clutch my pearl.
Yeah. No, none of that. It was, you could tell people were welling up when was croaking. Nothing audible. Like it was all dudes, shocker. So we were all trying to.
Yeah, so we'd be like, whoa, I'd do the same thing.
We're all trying to butch it up.
Yeah.
And nothing audible, but you could almost smell the tears in the air.
Rumpf.
Yeah, so like he croaks and then there's his funeral and the funeral had a little speech to it. I don't know, man. I mean, they do his death well because apparently at Robert Downey Jr.'s discretion, like he's just almost like gasping like a fish out of water. He just has no final words. He's just like that.
Right.
I'm like, that is how someone would die. All right.
I thought
like,
his final words were 3,000.
Was it?
No, like we're talking to his daughter, right? Didn't he say, I love you 3,000? Wasn't that the...
Okay.
Dude, I haven't even seen the movie and I know more about it than you do.
Yeah, I forgot that shit.
Oh, my
I'm not that
gosh.
Into this shit. I already told you. That isn't a bit.
It's
I don't
terrible.
Really care for it. So, yeah, he has like an AI hologram. Or like there's a hologram recording of him. Mm-hmm. Like the way you would record
like
a VHS.
Like Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Well, no. Like,
help me, Obi-Wan. Yeah, you're my
exactly,
only...
Yeah. And apparently, because I do to keep up with this shit now is I read the wikis. So in the comic, there's like a fully loaded AI of him.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently they can just like spool up his body and dump the AI into some shit.
Sure. That's what they're going to do with all of us eventually.
Well, probably. Yeah. The world can't be down one John Papagiorgio. Oh. Things are already bleak enough. So he... if they want to bring him back, I don't think they would bring the body back because that would be like, oh, shit, this guy's actually in the movie. But they might record some scenes with him where it's like you said, the goddamn Princess Leia ghost talking to his daughter or whatever the hell.
Yeah, maybe. But he said he's done, right?
I would assume, man. I think anyone who died
They can bring him back.
A, they can bring him back. B, they're just going to reboot the shit in 10 years.
Right.
With another clan.
Right, which is, that's why everybody was all upset. And I was like,
who gives a fuck?
Well, so I was like, you know they'll just do this again.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it's a new act. I mean, Do you remember that there was Spider-Man before? Do we all remember that?
There were three of them. No one remembers the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
No, because it was awful.
Yeah, he's remembered because there's a goddamn gif of him like getting a dollar bill and then pulling off his mask to reveal it's him, and he's happy he got paid a buck. I don't even know the goddamn origin of that, but that's the biggest that middle Spider-Man got in terms of exposure.
Yeah, no, yeah. The Miles, whatever his name is.
Davis, the great
jazz musician. No, the new Spider-Man, he's not Peter Parker, he's Miles something, right?
Miles Morales?
Is that it?
Are you talking there's like a cartoon.
Okay, I don't know.
It was like 10 years ago, they made like a Puerto Rican black Spider-Man or something like that in another universe.
Yeah,
I think he's the cartoon one.
Oh, okay.
People love that thing. It's called like Welcome to the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Or some shit. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
It's supposedly good.
No, because there's one Spider-Man for me.
Exactly. The gorgeous, white, blue-eyed Peter Parker.
Well, I mean, one actor that played Spider-Man, that's it.
Toby?
Toby, that's it.
Yeah.
Toby's is Spider-Man, that's it.
No, that's
just
fucking...
like, for me, there's only one Batman. There's only one guy that did Batman properly.
Michael Keaton.
Exactly. You're exactly right. See, we're on the same wavelength.
I like Bale's Batman and I like Keaton's. But those later ones, the fourth one, the real piece of shit with, I think...
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, well, the one that's like Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. That's a guilty pleasure, man.
That Danny DeVito is the Penguin, I believe, in that one?
No, that's number two.
Oh,
is
it?
That's
okay.
With Keaton. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than one villain, though, with Schwarzenegger.
He wasn't the only one. I can nerd you on this one. Give me a second. So the first one is just
Joker.
Him versus Joker.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Which is awesome. The second one is Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman and Frank Reynolds as the Penguin. The third one is that was Carrie. Jim Carrey had blown up.
Oh, the Riddler.
And that was like his first kind of serious role.
Yep.
So he's Riddler with Tommy Lee Jones as
Two-Face. Yep.
And then number four was Poison Ivy. Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Yep.
Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
But there was another one too.
And then there's Bane. Like someone
Bane
was
in that one?
Someone just in a dumb costume was Bane. Like it literally looked like a slumber party suit a kid would put on to have like Macho Man muscles.
I thought there was another one
too.
But you're probably right.
There were those four, and then I think it went to the Batman Begins and stuff.
Well, no, then you had which one? When was Robin in?
Robin
was
four.
Four?
He was four. And Batgirl, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was everything.
Alicia Silverstone.
They fucking just threw everything at the wall on that bitch.
Let's see if this works. And everybody went, no. No, it doesn't.
It don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not good.
So, yeah, if you want to, if you're going to throw Magic the Gathering in as a nerd convention part of this weekend, then I will throw in as well the fifth leg of this.
Sure.
The End of Gotham on Fox.
Okay.
That was Thursday night.
The nerds were just, their dicks were chafed by the end of this.
I will be honest with you. That is.
You were tweeting about it.
Yeah. That is the second. Yes, that is only the second series.
Okay.
In my television watching history.
Uh-huh.
That I have watched from episode one to the end.
The first being Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
The first being House.
House. I tapped out about two seasons left. What is a season that starts with like a parking garage collapse? I tapped out there. I think there's like two left. But no, I mean, like I thought Cudi was hot as shit.
Yeah.
Like Cudi had a thing. And
had,
Olivia Wilde was great.
I was
going
to say, 13, right? Wasn't that?
13,
They had some pretty attractive women on there.
Yeah,
but
it was great.
But it was interesting. I mean, it was just an interesting show. I mean,
I got into House because of radio, because of working at TOP. So I did not give a shit to watch network TV for the most part. But TOP, I was working either... I had my choice at 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shifts. Well, no choice. I just did them. 8 p.m.
Right.
to 4 a.m. shifts, and then 4 a.m. shifts to noon.
Right.
And both of those were like pretty dead shifts for a big swath of the time.
Sure.
And this was when Hulu had just come out. Like, streaming had just happened.
So you just watch episode after episode
so much
of House.
House. Yeah, because my, again, Rich... Rich, my TV buddy, mm-hmm. had shown me one where it started off with 13 lezzing out with a chick.
And oh,
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what the shit have I been missing?
How did I miss
gold.
This show?
Yeah. And then I, after that, just watched all the rest because I'm a fucking mark. I'm a dupe.
Yeah. So I was the same way because I was, again, I got into it and I was like, I can't leave it. I can't.
You were
leave
committed.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, I got
it.
So I DVR'd. I wouldn't
it
was necessarily
very well
watch
written
it.
For a while.
Yeah. I wouldn't watch it every whatever Wednesday or Thursday whenever it was on live. It was, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. But I would DVR it and then go back and watch it. But Gotham from day one,
the guy
season,
from the OC
season one. Yeah, Ben McKenzie.
Yeah,
watched it all the way through.
His wife is a piece. Is it Maureen Bacarin or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, she's in that as
oh,
well.
Oh, she's delightful.
She's Ryan Reynolds' wife in Deadpool.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. She's also his wife in this.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, she plays Lee.
But she's his real world wife too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's his wife in Gotham as well. Yeah, it was very well done. The problem is they pulled the plug on it so quick.
That was like five goddamn years.
Well, it was 5 years, yeah. but the thing was, going into year five, they weren't sure what was going to happen, and they originally, I guess, had given them 12 episodes, and then it ended up only being 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
The final felt rushed.
That's and sad. That's not satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine because you got to see Batman. I mean, that was the last shot of the show. Was,
shit, I forgot. This whole thing is
it was
about
all
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, it was
something.
All prequel. It's all okay. Prequel stuff. I mean, it was still Bruce Wayne becoming Batman. I mean, it was still his journey.
But he's like a little fucking kid or something, right?
Yeah, he started out, he was like 12.
Okay.
And then, so the final episode, they...
Just 20 years in the future.
They did 10 years. So they had him, the next to last episode, they have him leaving Gotham. He basically says, I have to leave because everything that's bad that's happening is because of me, because people are out to hurt the people that I love. So I'm leaving Gotham. I'll come back when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cop-out. So they do 10 years in the future... And the dumb thing is, nobody looks like they've aged 10 years.
Oh, yeah. No, same with Avengers.
Except here's the thing. The girl who was playing Selina Kyle, Catwoman, was a teenager as well.
Okay.
So he leaves. They decide, and she had actually said, because when I saw this, I was like, I cannot believe the actress would be okay with this. But in fact, she said, I can't do this 10 years in the future thing. It won't look right. It won't be the way it's supposed to be.
So they got Pamela Anderson.
So they got another actress to do it.
For the
she was
final
in
episode.
One episode and maybe was in it for 5 minutes.
That is some scrub
and it
shit,
was
man.
Not, it was an okay episode, but it was so rushed.
Yeah.
Because they were like trying
they had to include Batman.
Well, they were trying to catch everybody up on everything that happened in the last 10 years. It's like, we don't need that. We just need Bruce to come back. And he had one
man.
Little mini 30-second showdown with the guy who everybody thinks is the Joker, mm-hmm. but they never, because I guess DC wouldn't let them, they never said he's the Joker. Ugh. Yet they were able to call the Riddler the Riddler.
That's
I
weird,
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to do that, but they couldn't use Joker. They never called Bruce Wayne Batman. They never. I mean, it was
What is this shit? Like the knockoff Transformers you
yeah,
would get
kinda,
at Kmart. This
I mean, it kind of was, except it just you never got to the point until, again, the last 5 minutes of the episode where he's in the bat suit. So they never said Batman. They're just, whatever. I mean,
this
so that
like
ended.
Crap.
That ended as well. And I think season four was probably the best of the five seasons. When they had the Rise of the Villains, I think, was in season four.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. But that, again,
I'll never watch that.
Just going to the Geekdom Nerd weekend, it was a big nerd weekend.
It was. It was absolutely a huge nerd weekend. I'm trying to think what the... Well, you said Chewbacca died.
Oh, yeah. That just came across before
that was
we...
Sad. Yes.
2 days before May the 4th be with you, which, by the way, I'm tired.
I'm hate all that shit. Why is May so fucking memed out that it's going to be May Justin Timberlake shit?
I hate it. And everybody
thinks
they're so close. Oh, look. Here it is. It's May 1st.
It's become this fucking holiday now where it's like a few weeks beforehand. It's like, you know, roses are red, blah, blah, blah. Pretty soon it's going to be May. You know, like we can't just do.
But people are doing it like no one else has thought of this before. It's like.
No, people just love it. They don't care if people thought about it.
You're not clever.
Yeah.
You're not clever.
The first person that put it together, well, first of all, they should be killed like the person that was the bridge between monkey and man to bring AIDS to us. But they were clever. They were clever. They originated something.
Yeah. This, though, now it's...
They should have kept it to them goddamn
It's
selves.
Not clever, and no one's impressed that you can go and hit your little GIF and type in Justin Timberlake May, and I could do it right now in 15 seconds, and I would be a loser for doing it.
Everyone
all of you people that do it are losers.
I'm so done.
Sorry.
With it.
And I will not.
We have a listener, Sarah, who loves it and loves you. So you've
it's fine.
You just shit
sorry,
on our hearts.
Sorry, Sarah. I appreciate the love, but it's stupid. And here the other thing that I want to talk about the nerd culture. Talk about that guy either in the Philippines or Hong Kong, wherever he got his ass kicked for ruining Avengers for everybody. All the people that were on Twitter, and I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know if it was on Facebook as well. It probably was. But all the people that were on Twitter that were just like, don't ruin the movie for me. No spoilers. Hey, jackass.
Just stay the fuck off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why is it my responsibility?
Upon, yeah.
Why is it my responsibility to censor myself?
No, it's just testament to how addicted we are to this shit.
Right.
That people could say it with a straight face.
I'm like... And people were doing it, and I was like, I'm not going to see the movie this weekend. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read every single review, every single article, every spoiler thing that I can have. So when dummies do start talking about it, I can be like, yeah, man, when Iron Man died, it sucked. And have them be like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, maybe not talk about it then.
Yeah.
It's like, God, shut up. Game of Thrones, by the way.
Yeah.
Tired of that, too.
You're not a game guy at all.
No, I haven't watched a single episode.
Your former partner, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure
Danny,
he is. God bless him.
When we worked together, he spoiled that shit season one for me because that was all that was out back then.
Well, because it was all the books then, right? This is gone now beyond the books.
Yeah. But like, I wasn't watching it at all. But he and I think Alan. We're just gabbing back and forth about Ned getting his head chopped off.
Sure, I don't know
who
Ned is.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. And then I watched it 6 months later, and it wasn't a long enough gap. So like by episode one, 20 minutes in, I'm like, oh, this is the motherfucker that gets killed. You cocksuckers!
Yeah, so, but the same thing with Game of Thrones when everybody, look, I you like what you like. And I don't care. If you want to tweet about it. It's fine. I don't care because I'm not into it. So I just, scroll through the tweet or whatever. But everybody freaking out at the same time. Oh, my God, that was the greatest. No, it wasn't. It was the greatest thing you saw in a week. Because last week, you jackasses were tweeting the same thing.
That's what truly kills me. We live in a society where it's just overstimulation.
It's the history of now. Nothing before was ever as good as it is right now. Nothing before mattered.
Netflix
than
is
right
shooting
now.
Out like 10 shows a week. They're throwing darts at this point. Everyone's like, even fucking when Stranger Things season one came out, we were far more innocent in terms of the volume of shows coming at us. It's crazy. Everything is a streaming service now. There's still movies sucking you in. There's still sports to watch. Fuck, man. If you try to keep up with everything, you'll lose your goddamn mind. They're YouTube personalities. There's 100 million YouTube personalities. There's Snapchat personalities. I mean, fucking hell,
TikTok,
man.
TikTok now, too, is a new
I don't
guy.
Even know. Yik Yak to bully kids
well,
into
TikTok,
death.
TikTok to me is it's Vine all over again.
I don't
it's
even
all it
know
is.
What's going
it's
on.
It's just longer Vine.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, really. It's. I think you only have maybe 15 or 20 seconds. I think Vine used to be six.
Six.
So I think this is 20 seconds maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm like, hey, people, this is what you did a decade ago. Why are we, look at TikTok. Are you people stupid? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But we've all lost any sense of life. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this like I'm some goddamn Zen Buddhist over here. I'm as guilty of it as anyone else. But we can't stand to not have the living shit stimulated out of us 24/7.
Well, I just get beyond the fact that I don't need to tweet every single moment as I'm watching a television show or after it's over about how awesome, oh, this was the greatest thing ever. Oh, the, oh my God, did you see that person stabbed it? Oh, and then people are like, don't spoil it for me. Well, get off of Twitter. What do you? That's what I wanted. I wanted to, but I like these people. I'm friends with them, so I left them alone because I get it. Look, it's your thing. You enjoy it. I'm happy for you. Everybody should have something that they love and enjoy. I think it's great. And
like me with this, pornography.
Exactly. If that's what you want to do, I'm not going to tell you how it rots your brain, and that's why you probably can't have successful relationships.
Yeah.
That's your thing. You enjoy it. You do what you do.
Thank you, Bill.
No problem. So I get it. But if you're that worried about it being spoiled,
Delete the app. Be
get
safe.
Off
delete
of
the app. Yeah.
Get off of Twitter.
That's
what
how,
it's you
that's
don't
how
need
second
it.
Nature it is to people. Like I can with my eyes shut, boot up this phone. Isn't that old of me? Boot up, put in its boot disk, and I can unlock my phone and like probably open Twitter and Facebook, just not even looking. Like I know where my thumb goes.
Right, and
pathetic.
But that's and I understand that's a whole other phone addiction thing and all that stuff. But if that's the problem is that you cannot stay off Twitter, so you don't get your movie ruined, you have a problem with Twitter.
Yeah,
that should tell you something right away. Like. If you didn't want a movie spoiled for you, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever it may be.
Just wouldn't read the paper.
Well, you didn't read the reviews, or you tried not to talk to people, or you stayed off Facebook. I don't know. It wasn't that big of a deal. So why can't it be that way now? Why are we having to have all these people, don't ruin it for me. Stay off of Twitter, then.
They're all fucking babies.
Who
what do you
cares?
Want? We're all dipshit babies.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah, welcome back.
So
man.
Annoying. Yeah, thanks, back. Man. I'm just so annoyed. Hey, you're talking about when you were in college.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah.
And having it work out for you better with the people who didn't go off to college, that you're more successful getting chicks that way. So here's the thing. And we looked at my fine piece of equipment that I brought in.
Yes.
The Rodecaster.
Yes.
Because I'm going to try to launch. I'm going to follow in your footsteps here and try to launch my own podcast at some point.
One day all of this can be.
Just one day. I cannot wait. But anyway, one of the things I thought about, and I want to bounce it off of you because, again, you've been doing this for a while. So you could tell me whether this is a horrible idea or whether it'd be mildly entertaining. One of the things that I thought about was when I do interviews.
Yeah.
It's going to be more than just like one-on-one talking, like just you and I here BSing. Yes. I'm actually going to try to do some actual
you'll
interviews.
Try to do something that gets traction, yes. Unlike
well,
me.
Not necessarily traction. Look, if five people listen to it every time I do one, I'll be like, wow, five people listen and they're not related to me. That's pretty impressive. But anyway, so I thought about, I would find it fascinating, and I was talking to a buddy of mine about this the other day, because I'm not on, as I've said too many times now, I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
So I can't track down. And we were talking about it because it is my, this June will be 30 years since I've graduated high school.
Yeah.
So we were talking about kind of like where everybody is and that kind of stuff. And he was like, do you remember who your first was? Meaning the first person you had sex with.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, of course. Doesn't everybody remember that? Doesn't everybody remember what their first time? And he was like, you know what? Not everybody does. He goes, I remember. He goes, but I've talked to people the other day that they're like, yeah, I kind of remember who she was, or I kind of remember who he was, but it wasn't that. I was surprised by that. So I'm actually thinking about making it a feature, a segment when I'm talking to somebody of, do you remember
your first bang?
Your first, and if you could track them down now, do you know what happened to them? Are they happy? What? Would they, do you think they would see it the same way you did?
Okay. I mean, I like that as a segment, man.
Okay.
I mean, now, but then that would segue into they do have to track that person.
Well,
down.
I mean, yes. And I'd be like, and like here they are.
That's the release, yeah.
But that to me, I thought about that. And I was like, you know what? That would even make, like, I don't know how you would do it. But in this day and age with like catfish on MTV and everything else, True TV, somebody could do this of just years later tracking down the person that you had sex with and seeing them again. And how weird would it be to be like in the room like, hey, yeah, we did. How's life? I don't know.
See, I don't know if that's something that's.
But I think people will have I think people, when they're not able to prepare to answer the question, I think people will have interesting it'll be an interesting conversation because every story is going to be different. I guarantee you, your first time and the way it happened and the way it went down is going to be completely different than what my experience was. Not only because the age difference, so just the time period of the way people think about sex and that type of thing.
I was catfished, and then after I blew my load, my buddy pulled off his wig, and he was like, right. I'm a man, and I went, oh, God, and
That's weird. We'll laugh about this year from now, won't we? You got me.
I got you so good. You got me. You're so gay.
Playing the long game. You got me.
You got me. Yeah.
I mean, so do you remember?
Yeah, I remember my first. We're Facebook friends still and all that junk.
Okay. Is she happy?
In life. She's okay. I mean,
she's okay. I guess she is. Yeah. She hadn't killed herself, so...
Well, yeah, I feel a lot of people, I just get, you know, this is my depressive side coming out. I just get sad thinking of the trajectory of a lot of lives take.
Sure.
Like, because as children, we're sold this whole narrative of like, look, if you've got potential, you're going to do great. And every door is going to open for you and you'll make something of your life. And I'm not saying she hasn't, but she was like a pretty smart person. Like, I don't dick out a lot of dumb broads. I don't know about you. Like I hate dumb women. I just do.
They serve a purpose.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can count on, like, one hand. The only person I remember that was, like, really dipshit dumb that I was ever screwing was I had just banged another girl for the first time that day, and this other girl hit me up and was like, hey, you want to fuck? And I was like, when am I ever going to fuck two women in one day?
See, here's the thing. And that's, by the way, very impressive.
It was the one time I did it.
And this is why I say it's different. Nobody was texting me when I was that age in college or anything, because we didn't have that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Your experience is going to be
different,
different.
Oh, no. I think my first via AIM.
Yeah.
So there's the real.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have. I mean, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So. How long you met her on AIM?
Yes.
How long had you known her before you did it? And did you actually date, or were you just like, hey, you want to? I mean, I've never done this, but.
Well, no, she was like long distance, so we had to like fly out to see each
you
other type.
Flew?
She came to me. I was lazy even back then.
Did you pay for the ticket?
I don't think I did.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
How old were you?
20?
Okay.
Yeah, 20. Like, I turned down a lot for whatever reason. Because, like, for a big chunk of time, I was very uptight about, like, I didn't want to lose it to a girl who had been, you know, donged out already. Like, I guess I didn't want to be measured against whatever.
That's fair.
Like, now it's a joke. I'm fine.
Yeah, but no. I think that is actually a
no, back then it was like this weird little thing.
No,
now,
but it makes sense. It in some strange way, it makes sense that you're like, my first time, I don't want to be compared to anybody else because it could have ruined you.
Yes.
I mean, more than you're ruined now.
Yeah, nowadays, someone could be like, I've been with 700 people. I'm like, bitch, you clean? You know, like,
right. Let's do it. But I'm saying it could have, because if you had done it and the girl is like, I don't know, Johnny, last time. I'm never having sex.
Fucked with me hard. Yeah. So I did the real square ass, like, you swipe each other's V card type shit.
Okay.
Because it was a progression, though. Like, because I feel a lot of guys that are normal and just like date a girl. That's their first, like, fingering. That's their first head. That's their first. I think, like, I had, weirdly enough, even though it felt like at the time I wasn't getting any, like, all of those check marks were different women. Like, my first going down on a broad, I think, was different than my first blowjob versus my first titty sucking.
Okay.
All that shit was different girls. Like, I just, each one I was hitting different milestones with, and then I kind of stopped
talking. You know what? That's another good question. Now that you bring that, I'm going to have to think. On that one.
I remember my first blowjob still.
Yeah, see,
it got spat out the window, and then she put a Tootsie Roll in her mouth to get the taste of cum out.
I mean,
you don't forget
that. Were you 13? I mean,
I was probably 19 for that. I was late.
Was she 13?
I mean,
what the hell?
She was. No, she was 8. She was a year younger.
Good Lord.
Yeah, who the fuck is a Tootsie Roll?
Yeah. just mean, handy. Like, oh, okay.
Well, no, I think she sucked a lot of cock. Like, she portrayed herself as not doing that, but I think she sucked a mad amount of cock. So she had a lot of post-cock Tootsie Rolls in her purse.
Good for her, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess don't have bad cock breath. I don't know what the fuck.
So something about you, maybe. I don't know.
No, because I was lifting back then. And I was consuming a ton of pineapple because that helped with like meat breakdown to get all the protein out of the meat.
Didn't know
so
that.
Apparently my jizz was magnifique. Like a ton of other girls were blowing the shit out of me and having a gay old time of it. But this girl spat it out the side of my Ford Tempo. And
hey, that's going to stain the paint.
Yeah, I think she went for distance. You know, she hit the spittoon. But no, real close to your home, actually, like about a mile away,
good.
Like the woods behind Walney.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
Good
excellent.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fascinating on some level to find out. I mean, I think
if you do and don't remember,
if you do and don't remember, and if you have a, because I think most people will say, oh, it was miserable.
Mine was yours?
No.
Mine was fine.
But see, I have a unique perspective on it because I actually had dated the girl for like 18 months.
Oh,
so
man.
I can honestly say that I was in love with her.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no question. It wasn't like a drunk at a high school party thing or drunk at a college party thing.
Yeah.
We had known each other for 4 or 5 years and had done the stupid thing of being, you know, I think a sophomore in high school, and she was a freshman in high school, and we dated for like 5 months because, I couldn't drive.
Wait, who was so who? What was what again? You were,
I was a sophomore. She was a freshman.
Okay.
The first time we
that's
dated.
Legal.
Yeah, the first time we dated. That was like 5 months. We didn't have sex then.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I couldn't drive. So what was the point? She didn't go to my high school. She went to a different high school. So you couldn't. We saw each other. Actually, we met, and the only time we really saw each other was at church.
At the soccer.
We were in the same youth group.
Okay.
So you saw each other on Sundays, Wednesdays, maybe.
Is there a lot of church fucking that takes place? I feel there
not,
is.
It wasn't for me.
Really?
It wasn't for me because
there's a lot of church
banging. So we broke up because, again, we were 15 and 14. Because
you didn't man up and dick her out.
What's the point?
That's what she wanted.
And then we started dating again my senior year, the summer before my senior year of high school. She was a junior, dated all my senior year and then all my freshman year of college as well. So that was we've been dating for 18 months.
Gotcha.
Before we were like, okay, well, I mean.
And then she finally trusted you enough to drink one of the fizzy drinks you poured for her.
Right. I don't know why. I just couldn't figure out why she wouldn't take the roof and all that. It's like, they're so good. They're tasty.
Yeah.
You should taste this. So I have that's why I say I have a different perspective. Now, I mean, I don't know if
looking,
I don't know if she would look back on it and be like, yeah, it was kind of sweet because we waited all that time, or if she'd just be like, who cares?
Oh, no.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how I take, I'm not going to say pride in it, but I do feel nice about the fact that I can look back at it and say, you know what? I had a pretty healthy view of how this went the first time.
I guess you can't like, you know, it's, well, we'll get to Infinity War. Is all about you can't alter things in the past because it could fuck up the present. Yeah, exactly. The snapping. But
never seen it, by the way.
Looking back, you're fine. Yeah. You ain't missing the Godfather.
No, I know. I know what it is because there you go. Yeah. Done. Good job, Thanos.
But I would say almost like for a long time, I regretted literally everything I didn't stick it in that was mildly attractive. Like I remember when I was 13. One girl like pretty much offering to suck my cock back then, and I just sketched out about it. But looking back, I'm like, should have stuck it in everything. Like, there's a fucking, you know, it was a lot of it was the chunkier girls with bigger boobs, even though I wasn't chubby back then. They were the ones that seemed to offer it up to me. Like, I should have just, sprayed and prayed with a lot of them.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because bringing it up now, there were a I'm not going to say maybe two.
Missed
but at least,
opportunities.
Well, at least one. At least one that I absolutely know for sure because we had the conversation.
Yeah.
I lived at home all through college because it was cheaper, but I was staying in my buddy's dorm room, and this girl lived on the dorm. And I knew her, and we'd kind of been fooling around or whatever. And she was like, hey, my roommate's out for the night. you know, whatever. Do you want to? Well, yeah. She said, do you want to stay down in my room with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why? Yeah. I mean, like, why not? I was like, well, we'll fool around, whatever. So we get down there, and you know, things are progressing as they were. And she goes, so you want to? We're gonna do it? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, but I don't have a condom with me. Yeah. She's like, you don't need it. I'm on the pill. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Too anxious was my. I was like, this is not the first time you've had this conversation
with somebody.
Of course,
of course.
So again, it's tough because I'm 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And sure.
Oh, so you're in the peak of that fucking salt and pepper rapping about everyone having AIDS,
yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, not only that, but you're just like, okay.
I look back, dude. I used to sweat. I had the HIV so much. And you're like, you're a white suburban kid.
Didn't matter.
You could have gotten it if you tried.
You know what I was more afraid of? Her getting pregnant.
Oh, yeah. That sketch.
That really had, I mean, all through, even after college, it was kind of like, okay, I am not in the position to be able to provide for a child and or really emotionally be able to drive you if you want to take care of this in another way.
Yes.
So I was just like.
Apparently, by the way, to bring it all back.
Sure.
Apparently my final go round with the first one, I did get one past the goalie. And this is why I think she's true blue. She just took care of that shit on her own and told me months later, man.
See, that would creep me out.
I
would have wanted to know. I would have wanted to know.
I mean, she told me that she was late, like during finals, and you've never seen a motherfucker fail like I did that semester. And then she was just like, hey, I'm not late anymore. And like, I literally had a party with my friends. Like, we fucking just got drunk and watched MTV. And then like 6 months later, she hit me up. She's like, hey, look, by the way, like there was a surgery, a procedure that went into that. And my one buddy, my real cynical friend, was like, she's just saying that to get you back. I'm like, no. Then he was like, well, she's just saying it to get money. I'm like, no, she didn't ask for any money either. She's fucking, she was like, I wanted to tell you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, well, I'll walk down the hall and I'm sure my friend, I'm sure I can find, it's a college dorm. I'm sure I can find one somewhere. She's like, if you leave, we're not doing it.
Oh, I want to find an arm.
I was like, and we had the conversation. Well, we can do other stuff. And she's like, nope.
Once in my entire life was I with a girl where she was almost insistent on getting fucked without a condom.
This girl was way more hypersexual than I was.
Yeah.
I mean, she would only been like the third girl that I had sex with, and she was way more experienced than I was. She was hot. I mean, probably easily, if I had had sex with her,
the hottest she would have had.
She'd be top five.
Okay.
Maybe top three.
Okay.
I mean, she was smoking.
One of my toppers, so I was the first time we're hanging out, and she's just immediately like, I want to get fucked. And I'm like, cool, condom's like right over y'all. She's like, no, you need to fuck me now. And then it just became this weird back and forth for like 15 minutes until I actually got the condom, crashed at her place, wake up the next day, she had jerked me hard, like got me there, and then just like hopped on while I was asleep and was riding me. And I was like, cool, I've been raped.
But crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was good because then I just got to bust in 30 seconds. I was like, all right, roll off. A, we're getting some plan B. B, we need to shower. C, I want breakfast. Man.
No, yeah, I mean, so I stayed down there. We didn't have sex, but I slept in the room that night. And
I did a lot of crashing next to women. Like, there's so many girls where I look back, like girls, like one girl, oh God, I was probably like 25. She had to be almost 40 or some shit, but she looked
good.
That's
not a girl.
Yeah, that was a woman.
Yeah.
So she was skipping town the next day, and I had always been hollering at her via like MySpace or some shit. And she was like, you can come over.
You're in her top eight.
Yeah, she was like, you can come over, but don't think you're getting any. But like, we were kind of touchy feely. I'm like, I was called over to just give her some goodbye DC dick, you dunce.
Nope.
And I didn't fucking do it. I mean, there's so many situations that, like, exactly. If you let me do the time travel the way they did in Endgame, it would have just been me hopping into the body of old me and then closing all those fucking deals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have, but.
It doesn't matter. I couldn't fucking name even 10 of the girls I fucked anymore. I don't even remember.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of sad in a way that they're, I remember, I think, most of them, but certainly there are some that just
wouldn't know
anything. I remember the near misses more than the ones that I actually did. So that's why I remember this story.
It's all fading.
It comes back all the time. And in some ways, I'm like, okay, probably smart because you should be wearing a condom. But when I told my buddies the next day, they're like, hey, so how did, they're like, how'd it go? And I'm like, well, we didn't.
They're like, why?
What do you mean you didn't? I went through the whole thing and I was like, well, here's what she said. And I didn't have a condom.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And they were just like, you blew it. And I was like, exactly. I guess. But I mean, never had the
and
chance
not
again.
Inside her.
Yeah, no, never. And that was the thing is we had hung out and everything. That was it after that time.
A woman will turn on you.
Oh, we still talked and everything, but she.
The spigot gets shut off.
I never invited myself over, and she never invited me back.
No,
but I mean, we weren't. She wasn't mean. She just viewed you as a eunuch that couldn't perform. She was just moving on to the next guy that would bareback her.
That's a shame, man. Because you look back, I don't know. Like I look back now, and I'm like, God, when am I going to be fucking a bunch of 20-year-olds again? You know,
You're not. Unless you pay for it.
Well, you know.
I mean, there's that. I mean, certainly there is that.
That is a valid loophole. Yeah. So, there you go.
So, if you look back fondly, then, since she flew in, it must have been worth it. I mean, you put a lot of time into it. If you got her to fly, that's pretty amazing to get somebody to fly in to be your first sexual partner.
Yeah, it was a good time. Like, it wasn't... She came back. I remember, I don't think it was that visit. It might have been that visit, but there's at least a second visit that was over like the winter holiday break. And like, I know this sounds like almost urban legend or some shit, but I was getting something like 4 or 5 blowjobs a day for like the entire week she crashed there. I don't know. There's been better weeks in my life. You know, that was just.
And why'd you let this one go?
You grow up. I was pretty much by the end of it fucking around anyhow. And like, it was the worst of all worlds where I was like doing all kinds of shit with other girls where if she knew that would have been break upable. But I was like, oh, I didn't legit like pop my dick in her mouth or box. So I didn't really cheat. But meanwhile, like I was going down or I was like massaging with my fucking fingers up in it and shit like that. But you know, you're 20, you're goddamn retard. You're like, hey, I'm not cheating. And I look back, it's like, why are we just dicking out all these chicks? Like, what the fuck?
Do you know where she is now?
Yeah, she lives back where she lives, fucking like upstate New York area, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we
married, kids,
got a kid. I don't think was ever married.
Doesn't sound like she's married then.
Was it? Yeah, she's not married,
but has a kid. Divorced or
nah, just
bastard
like,
child?
Yeah, I love that term. Fuck, it's not used enough. She has an out of wedlock bastard child.
Okay,
I think she was with the pops for a while, and that kind of went tits up. And yeah,
maybe you should.
I have zero inclination. Any of my the exes
really?
I was, dude. Fuck no.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay.
What am I gonna do? Move to upstate New York? Fucking kick it in Schenectady? The hell, you? I'm gonna rock Utica. The hell with that, man.
They have the comedy clubs there.
Oh God, yeah, I suppose. Like DC is a shit enough comedy destination.
You could open up a new comedy club.
No, they all do.
Papa's Basement. Well,
Papa's Basement. The club.
It's a great name for a comedy club.
It's hilarious. Yeah, fucking great name for tons of shit. A brothel, you know, whatever.
Great name for a comedy club. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. In Schenectady.
No, there's that. There's a lot of my exes at this point have kids and not
live near
a
Niagara
ton.
Falls. We would know them because they're Canadian.
Yeah, they went to another country. So, yeah, a bunch of them. I would never want to step into that for the most part. Not with like an ex, especially if I knew them pre-kid.
Right.
Like if I met a woman today and she had a kid, that wouldn't bug me nearly as much as like an ex. Because I'm like, so what point after me
did you decide it was
yeah,
did
you make this little fucker?
That you went, well, dodge that bullet. Now
yeah,
I'm ready
exactly.
to settle down.
Because there was one of my exes that I was really into, probably a couple years after my first, she was pressuring me for a kid like immediately. And I was like, I'm not giving you a fucking kid. I'm 23, you madman.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And she wound up going back to an ex who gave her the kid.
There you go.
And that guy peaced out not long afterward, but they weren't married. So I'll give him not a bastardio. And God, that little shit has to be like, where? Oh my God, I'm shuddering to think how old that kid. He's got to be like 14 now or something. Yeah, go. Jesus H. And I wouldn't want to step into that situation at all.
So my girlfriend's kids were 7 and 9, I think, when we started.
Yeah,
dating.
But like you didn't know her pre-kid or some
no,
shit. Like
true.
That, for some reason, that makes it extra weird to me.
Would your long-term relationships.
Yeah.
And we'll say 6 months, or is that not long enough? How about a year?
For the most part, I dated like a woman with borderline personality disorder. Like I mostly was like fling type shit.
Okay, so
I've
you only
had like I've had like maybe three that were 6 months ish
okay.
or longer.
Okay, of the three,
yeah,
would they all say that things ended well? Like it would they have the same? Do you think they would describe the relationship the same way you do?
I don't think very many people that I did 6 months with or more have any beef with me.
Okay. That's good.
I think everything where it was that long term went okay.
That's good.
Like, I used to do a lot of when I was in my early to mid 20s, I did a lot of online type shit. Mm. Some of those went not great.
They go sideways.
Yeah.
Sure.
But no, the girls that. Because, like, okay, when it comes to relationships. I don't think I'm ever the worst dude. I have my one vice, like most men. I fuck around a lot, and I've tried to grow out of that. But when I was younger, I really, like, I was loyal to my first girlfriend mm-hmm. until I roomed
until
with
you
a
weren't.
Dude. Yeah, I roomed with a dude, but, like, it wouldn't
Wait,
have
whoa,
even
what?
Crossed. Yeah, and I woke up, and he was sucking me, and then I was just, it wouldn't even cross my mind to cheat, and then he had, like, he was telling me all these stories. Like, yeah, I'm in a long-distance thing, too. And I thought, like, we were really commiserating. And then he was like, hold on, like, Rachel's coming over to fuck me. Peace. And, like, this other girl comes in. I'm like, that's not his girl at all. And, like, I don't know what
Mind
it
blown.
Is. Oh, holy shit. Yeah, it was like Einstein on the shitter. And, like, E equals MC square appears to him. And he's like, oh, my God, I got it. Like, after that, I was a fucking piece of garbage in every relationship I've been in, pretty much. Like, I was always just trying to get it compulsively where I could. I, like, last 5 years, I've really calmed down. Like, I just haven't cared, period, to get fucked by one girl, much less a bunch of them. You know, right. it's more trouble than it is. Like, I used to think that was the be-all, end-all in life, getting women. Now I view it as kind of like a triviality, man. Like, there's a lot of greater joys out there. I don't know.
Sure.
It's just,
but that's I think that's good that you can confidently say that the ones that you had long term relationships with would take, like, your phone call. I guess that's the best way to put it. Okay,
fuck yeah. Right. I still talk to them. Well, the most recent one is now at the very least has a kid and I think shacked up with the dude, and like we would still be cool, but like I don't want to really talk to her.
I know. Yeah. I don't mean you're going to call and break up a marriage or something, but I'm just saying, like,
that would be a great bit.
That they,
hey, you want to fuck me? Okay.
But they wouldn't be like, why are you calling? You know, like, you're a dick. We broke up for a reason. Don't ever lose this number. That type of thing.
No,
you wouldn't have that.
I
wouldn't
get that
good.
Shit from
That's good.
Only a couple of them for the most part. That's good. I've always been, for the most part, a lot of my exes, we're still like flirty and shit. I've gone back and re-hit some of that
there
shit
now
and again.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I've had nothing leftovers.
That's good.
How about you? Same thing? I don't picture you as a woman beater or any shit
no,
like that.
No, I never beat any of them. Yeah. No. Yeah, I think, I mean, even going back to the girl, the first, you know, the girl that I talked about earlier that we had dated for a long time. I mean, I've probably seen her once in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe. And perfectly pleasant. I mean, she's married, couple kids, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming she's okay with me because she actually, her daughter was doing some Girl Scout thing at halftime of a George Mason game.
Oh, like selling cookies or something.
Well, no, they were doing, you know how they have the Girl Scouts will be there and they'll do some dance or they'll sing or whatever.
I honestly don't know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They did it. They did something with the Masonettes.
Okay.
Where they, I don't know. I don't pay attention. But she came down and seeked me out to say hello.
Oh,
so
okay.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a problem
no,
with me.
That's fine, man. Yeah.
The girl that I dated in college, God, I haven't seen her it's probably been 14 years now.
Yeah.
Something like that. But the last time I saw her, here's the crazy thing. She's on marriage number three.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was obviously not one of them. I've never been married. But she's on marriage number three, and marriage number two broke up because she got pregnant to man, to husband number, number three while still married to husband number two.
Oh.
Yeah.
You dodged.
So I think, oh,
what's
I
the
dodged
term there?
Yeah, I dodged a huge bullet on
there
that
we
one.
Go.
But I think if I were to contact her for whatever reason,
yeah,
she'd take the phone call. And then the other girl that I dated it was like 5 years before, before my current girlfriend is married and has a kid in Pittsburgh. And yeah, we still, if something comes up, I texted her a couple of years ago. A buddy of mine was looking for a place to live in Pittsburgh. So I was like, hey, what's a good neighborhood up there? Because I didn't know. And she wrote back. So we've.
Once a year, you send her a picture of like just a Photoshop cock in Sidney Crosby's mouth.
It's not what happens at all.
Okay.
But yeah, so those are, I guess, the three, four, whatever it is. Not that in the grand whole scheme of life, it doesn't matter. I just feel good knowing that there aren't people out there that are like,
I love that shit. Yeah.
You were a dick when I dated you.
Very few. Yeah. No one that I dated, I think, would say I'm a dick.
For the most part, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that time and place.
I'm sure there's some chicks where we fucked around like 2 weeks who probably don't like me so much. But again, I was shitty, maybe we got combative at the end or something, but I've never got fisticuffy.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody out there that be like, yeah, he's an asshole, don't date him. I don't think anybody would have that opinion of me, but
good.
I don't know.
Good. Good to hear. Sir.
See, these are good conversations.
I'm relieved.
I'm going to use this.
You should do it.
On my podcast.
Steal it all.
If I can convince people to actually open up and have the conversation.
I would hope people do that. I hate when people are guarded.
Yeah, but you know what? The people that I'm gonna talk to, hopefully, are a little more, I'm not going to say important, that's not the word, have to be a little more cautious because of the work that they do.
Okay.
If you're talking about media people that are on TV or something, they may not want
I
want to
see
whole thing
who
out there.
First blew Chick Hernandez. That's what I want to know.
I mean, I'll ask, yeah. I guess. You want to have Chick on? I'll have Chick on one of the first episodes.
Do that.
And
do
just
that.
For you, I'll be like, yeah. Chick, by the way. I know you spent a lot.
I think
he's a University of Maryland guy. I think that's where he went to college. Okay. So I'm going to be like, crazy night. You're at the VU.
Yeah.
The famous bar right there. Maybe he's RJ Bentley's. I don't know.
Okay.
One of the two. Be like, so how does it go down?
Yeah.
How does the chick magic
who took
work?
The chick dick. There you go. That's his
that'll
hashtag.
Go, that'll go dick. Real well.
It'll
yeah.
be great, man.
It'll be fun.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, look for that. I'll have some announcement. I'll come on and
yeah, please
bother
do.
You or link to it or whatever. I don't know. It'll probably be a while before I can get it up and running.
Let's do it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, and then I can start stealing ideas from you as you
please.
Actually take it seriously.
Please,
and do
feel free.
With it. All right. Well, shit.
Way too long again.
What? How dare you say that? Oh, by the way, I'm like 99% sure that this. Oh, okay. It is working. This is going to crash because they haven't wiped the hard drive in 10 fucking years.
Oh, well, so nobody will hear
it. No, it's fine. This is recording. We got contingencies and shit.
At Bill Roland, if you want to say hello on Twitter, love to talk to people there.
Yeah.
Not on Facebook, so go screw yourself as far as that goes.
There you go.
And hopefully you didn't cry when Tony Stark died.
Yeah, because he would be disgusted by you as a human being.
That's right.
And at Bill Roland on
Twitter.
On Insta as well, right, or no?
Yes.
And it's
R-O-H-L-A-N-D. That is correct.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on everything. P-A-P-A-S Basement. Please share the podcast. Review it on iTunes. I don't know if that's hard to do. It seems difficult and tricky, but we've been at like 68 reviews forever. We're one short of 69. What are you pieces of shit that made it this far? Give me 69. God damn it.
Oh, and by the way, it's BD Roland on Instagram, not
BD.
Yeah, BD okay. Roland.
Big Dick Roland.
That's exactly
on
right.
Insta.
How did you know?
Till the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go.
I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.